you, folks. It's good to be up here at the mountain stage. But you know what? It's been moved. The last time I was here, it was in Charleston. But this is a good place for it. I tell you what, I guess, did Steve introduce all you guys yet? Oh, he didn't. How about a hand for the fiddle player, Jason Carter, way over there? And back here on the bass fiddle, singing the baritone, is the bass player of the year. His name's Mike Bubb. How about that? And the fella playing the mandolin is my son, Ronnie McCary, and he's been mandolin player of the year for many years. Oh, thank you. And the guy, we're going to feature this guy on the banjo right about now. This is my youngest son, Robbie. And we're going to do a little tune, and it's on our last CD. This, I don't know if any of you folks have our last CD, but it's titled Family, and it's on Kaylee Records. And this is a number on there, one entitled Nashville Cats.
Number of ants on a Tennessee anthill. There's 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville, and any one that packs his guitar can play twice as better than I will.
Nashville Cats
play clean as country water.
Nashville Cats
play wide as mountain dew.
Nashville Cats
been playing since they's baby.
Nashville Cats
get work before they.
When I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tube, and it blasted me sky high. Then the record man said, everyone is Yellison, record from Nashville. And up north there ain't nobody buys them, and I said, but I will.
Nashville Cats
play clean as country water.
Nashville Cats
play wild as mountain dew.
Nashville Cats
been playing since I was baby.
Kids will, because it's custom made for every mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville.
Nashville Cats
play.